Nechnas Adar Marvin Bisimcha. Once Adar comes in, we have to be happy. So the question is, how do we do that? Does that mean we just have to like go outside and dance a lot more every day of Adar and just decide to be super duper for silly? And how do we get to this place of true simcha? So I believe that Chazal have told us the way. Or at least some of the ways to get to this place of true inner joy. I'll say put it in three steps, just for us. Step number one, the key to joy is always hakarat hatov, gratitude. What do I mean by that? What's the essential story of Purim? Basically, how the Jewish people were supposed to get wiped out. We were supposed to die. We were supposed to get killed. And Hashem saved us. And so we have to be happy that we're alive, that we're Jewish. We have to be sameach b'chalkenu. And if you think about it, this is really the whole essence of all of Judaism. To walk through every day, not taking anything for granted, but recognizing that everything is a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And thus, blessing Him for everything, thanking Him for everything, looking at life with a completely different, thoughtful, blessingful orientation, counting our blessings, verbalizing our thankfulness towards Hashem and towards each other. In fact, that's probably the biggest avoda of the day of Purim, to get to the place where even those things which seem like they're arur haman, which are terrible, which are bad things in our life, they're really Baruch Mordechai. They're really blessings. We have a munah that they're all for the best. So the first level in increasing our happiness is increase our level of gratitude towards Hashem every day of Adar. The second piece of advice I would give ourselves, if we want to increase our happiness this month, is I look at this time period as the cramming period. Let's say you have a big test. So this is the time to cram. What do I mean? Purim is considered in spirituality, in Ruchnius, a big test in our avodas Hashem. According to the Zohar, the spiritual level that you're on, that of Purim is even higher than Yom Kippur. The level that we nichnas yai nichnas yatsa sod. The idea is that on Purim, our true selves come out, and we want to be able to look ourselves in the eye this when Purim comes and feel like we're really happy with ourselves. We've really grown this year. And the truth is, all of us have grown. Just the fact that we're all here davening early in the morning, that we're here learning throughout the day, is a tremendous accomplishment. And we shouldn't take it for granted. But beyond that, we want to be able to look at Hashem and say, wow, there are real practical things in my life which I've taken upon myself this year in yeshiva, where I am different than I was before the year, and which Bezrat Hashem will last throughout my life. So it could be that I'm not yet the guy who loves Steiging Gemara every free second, and I'm not yet the guy who's medactic in every little detail of the Shulchan Aruch. But does that mean that I shouldn't be the guy who's decided to take upon myself that every day I'm going to say an Asher Yatzar? Does that mean that I'm not going to be the guy that said, okay, I'm going to say a bracha before I eat, whenever I remember, as often as I can? Does that mean I'm not going to be the guy that davens every single day and puts on tefillin every single day? Right? These are the things that we should start cramming right now, this week before Purim, making these commitments, taking these things upon ourselves so that we can look Hashem in the eye and really be joyous, really be proud of ourselves. And finally, my third piece of advice, maybe the most important, in terms of simcha, in terms of really being happy in these days of Adar, is the yesod of the Michta Meliyahu, Rav Dessler. Rav Dessler, I was reading this article on Shabbos. It's an amazing article. It's called The Discourse on Loving Kindness. Basically what he says is that in life there are two types of people. There are givers and there are takers. And basically it's one or the other. Now it's true that in life even givers have to take sometimes, but their taking is for the sake of giving. So for example, they're getting a parnasa, but the reason they're getting that parnasa, that money, is to give tzedakah, to support their family, to do more mitzvahs. You have to eat, you have to receive, but you eat in order to have more energy to give. And there are other people who it seems like they're giving, but really they're always taking. They're doing it for their own honor. They're doing it for themselves. All of life is about taking. And the point of life, writes the Mechilat Eliyahu, is to become a giver. Is to look at life with the orientation where we're always constantly looking to give towards the universe. And if you think about it, that's also the essence of Purim. Chazal decreed that we celebrate Purim with two special mitzvahs. Besides for Mikra Megillah, which is Pirsumi Misa, how do we do the actual, what halachas are we actually supposed to do on Purim? What are the four rabbinical mitzvahs? We have Mikra Megillah. Good. Mishloach Manot, Matanot Lev Yonim, and the Suda. Mishloach Manot means giving to poor people. Giving to that person who I wouldn't normally think about. That's Matanot Lev Yonim. Mishloach Manot is also an Indian of giving to my friend, showing that love, showing how much I care about them. In a certain sense, even the meal, Mishloach Manot, in an ideal way, you give someone food for the meal. You give someone a meal, and in that meal, it's hopefully an opportunity to show love towards another person. So giving is a way that we celebrate Purim. Giving this week's Parsha, Truma, giving is a half shekel, right? This week's Aftorah, where each person gives towards the Klal. And giving is the essence towards getting to that place of happiness. And how do we do that on a practical level in yeshiva? Every single day is loaded with opportunities to give. You guys did it by waking up early this morning to get here to make the minyan. You gave. You gave towards your friend. You created that atmosphere. By singing during davening, by davening with kavana, by not being on your phones, you're creating that atmosphere, a serious environment of giving towards the community. And if you're not thinking about that, then you're essentially taking away. By taking down the benches, you're giving towards the community. By creating a nice environment in shiurim, you're giving towards your teacher, you're giving towards your classmates, you're giving towards yourself, towards your neshama, that's craving that Torah, that's craving that tefillah, that's craving that spirituality. All of life basically is an opportunity to give or to take. It's all about where our headspace is at. Am I here to contribute to the universe, or am I here to take away from it? So Bezrat Hashem, I bless myself and I bless you guys too with a week full of giving, full of ruchnias, full of real commitments towards genuine growth, and full of true simcha. Shkoyach Bezrat Hashem.